This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth. Truth.
I never worked at a radio station where the coffee room has all these loaves of bread and huge Costco jars of peanut butter. I never, every week, is this an executive meal?
Well, we have our own Valerie Ferrari over at one of our sister stations, Fun 101, and she brings in the food.
But peanut butter, no jelly, folks, just peanut butter.
Well, she's trying to
bread.
Be healthy. She doesn't want to kill us completely because, you know, I've accused her actually on air of trying to kill me so that she can take my spot.
Also, the jelly is in the refrigerator.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Okay. I just thought it was part of the madness of this
radio
station.
All I can tell you is that these things are disappearing like crazy. So I don't know if it's what's happening, but they leave. They don't have, it's new ones every week or two.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, good morning. Live and local every Saturday morning. I used to envy people who jumped out of bed in the morning, and now I envy people who get up without grunting noises and holding on to furniture. It's I spent a half hour waking up now. So
right.
You actually beat me to work today.
By a millisecond there, John. Yeah.
The tortoise beat the hare.
Somehow, some way. You know what, though? It's funny that you say that because, you know, it's like when you're young and you say, man, things are popping. It's kind of a slang for...
Things are popping. It's my bones, man.
Yeah, now it's... Yeah, when you're old, you get up and you're like, yeah, things are really popping, but it's not anything. It's your bones.
So guests today, we have Mark Twain Days going on next weekend. So what's going on there? Mark Twain himself is calling in to the radio show.
Mark Twain himself?
Yes. And we have Elizabeth Lenz, who is a digital currency expert, and cybersecurity is one topic. Is she smart or is she like me? I don't know yet.
She's going to have to be if she knows cybersecurity.
And Illumined Arms.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be fun.
Is coming on. And Marika Moore from Realty One.
Yeah, this is going to be a good...
Because real estate, for the first time in over a year, home prices actually went up.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Nor could it be the beginning?
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. You know, they talked about the prices tapering off.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this, you know, with our real estate expert we had on before many times. And it was just like things were very, you know, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, now if we're actually seeing them increase, maybe that's another sign. So I guess we're going to have to talk to...
Hallelujah, brother.
Yeah. America's going to let us know.
All right. Local news and comment. Our phone number, by the way, is 775-884-9910. Folks, Vice President Kamala Harris visits Reno this coming Tuesday with her word salads and laugh.
Is she going to drive a big yellow bus to where she's going?
The reason is to make a speech about, quote, reproductive freedom. Harris will appear with film actress Rosario Dawson and Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy. The discussion on abortion rights is going to be held at the UNR campus. This is on Tuesday. It's part of the Biden administration's efforts to, quote, defend reproductive rights, though abortion is legal in Nevada and even protected by the state constitution. She's coming here.
John, I'm going to throw out right now and invite for Kamala to come on the show next week. I would love for her to stick around and
not
in
a
few days.
I have $1 million. No, I don't.
I
was going to bet that she wouldn't. But anyway.
Well,
yes, abortion here is protected by the state constitution. It's a Nevada revised statute, and the Nevada constitution requires the state to abide by the statutes voted in by the state legislature. It's legal in Nevada. Yet she is coming here to push for abortion rights.
Well, you don't want to show up in some other state that's not close to California.
So the only reason this visit, of course, has to be an early political visit to a swing state, because the abortion reasoning isn't there. Excuse me.
Right.
If we already made it legal here, and it would take, I think, two legislative sessions and a people's vote to take it out of the Constitution revised statutes. So Now they're pounding in Nevada on abortion. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto also came out in support of abortion rights this week, telling the Nevada Independent that by denying access to the abortion pill, quote, it is going to prevent women from having access to reproductive freedom. Now, she said it's reproductive freedom. Abortion is not reproduction, though, is it?
No.
Which is strange.
If I may jump in here for just a moment.
Yes,
there is a pragmatic aspect to Vice President Kamala Harris's visit we need to consider as Renoites, and that's the street closures that are going to happen because of this visit. They always do that, and it's going to screw things up downtown pretty hard on Tuesday.
Boy, Phil, once a traffic man, always a traffic man.
That's what I do.
and Phil does. And our own Phil Galbraith is going to be right here with you on Tuesday to lead you through those road closures all day long, which is true. No, you're right. Now, every time they do come to town, you get a lot of closures around. You know,
we have to close the roads to get a statement out about abortion rights in a state where abortion is legal.
Yes.
I'm sure you see the sense in that.
And how much does that cost taxpayers in extra police activity and whatnot? And when we have like a vice president come to town, they've got to amp up something, right? How much does that cost us whenever we have something coming to town like that?
Years ago, this was way back. I was at the intersection of Evans and 9th Street up there by the university. By coincidence, then First Lady... Obama's first lady. I can't remember her first name.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle, thank you.
Mr. Obama.
She was in town that day, and I just, by sheer coincidence, I pulled up a couple of minutes before she was going to pass by on her way into the university. And every single motorcycle officer outside of Clark County was in Reno running all over the place. It was a great day to go speeding because you weren't going to get caught that day.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, am I the only one that thinks that whenever I see like a huge police presence like that? Someone's got to be on the outskirts is the time to rob the bank.
I can see a vice president coming here and affecting all of this here in Nevada. If she had something to say that would benefit Nevadans, I don't understand defending reproductive rights. We've already defended it here and you can't take it out of the Constitution. It's almost impossible. So we've done that here. I mean, if there's a reason for a president or vice president to come here and speak on a Nevada issue affecting Nevadans, wonderful. I would love the attention.
Right.
But
I hate to think of it this way, but why is she coming to Reno specifically?
It's, obviously, a political visit to a swing state.
But why not Vegas is what he's saying.
Exactly. Go where the people are.
I'm sure she hits Vegas three times more than she hits us. She was at the Peppermill, a couple of months ago, also here in Reno?
Was she?
So, yeah, this is part of the upcoming campaign, folks.
Kamala, make a stop by the studio.
All right, other news. Carson City just got its first all-electric school bus. They're expecting three more, which will be put into service in the next school year. Charging stations will be installed at Carson High School this summer. The electric buses cost about $200,000 more than a diesel bus, just one of them. But they will not be able to take students on the road to games or field trips. They don't have the range. Seriously. The buses are part of a contract Carson City has with NV Energy. Come on, it's only your tax money. Stop frowning. Oh, by the way, speaking of NV Energy, did you know your smart meters are checking up on you every 15 minutes? It says right on the state's Public Utilities Commission website, puc.nv.gov, quote, NV Energy's smart meters record the amount of electrical energy used every 15 minutes, providing a detailed view of daily energy use patterns, end of quote. But if the purpose of a smart meter is to allow you to send me an accurate bill, then it only needs to transmit my consumption data once a month, am I right?
Yeah.
So why do you have it set to transmit my usage data every 15 minutes? Why are you monitoring my use in real time? Does anyone know? Smart meters all over the U.S. act this way. That's too much Big Brother for me. At the same time, New York and likely California will want to ban natural gas and propane appliances. So are they trying, this ties in here, are they trying to get us to go all electric because they can't remotely turn off your gas like they do electricity? And will smart meters ultimately result in control of individual use of our gas and electric? And why are we so okay with giving up so much control? I have no idea why this meter sends data on me every 15 minutes. Somebody out there, no, nobody knows. 775-884-9910.
Well, I think the smart meters are just, I mean, it's a way for them to regulate things, obviously. But, you know, you think about this. When you have these all-electric smart meters and stuff, it's not natural gas, it's just being piped in. I mean, it's a little bit easier for them at the push of a button to turn you off or control what's going on or regulate your heat. Remember, we talked about this last year. I couldn't turn my heater up over at a certain degree at some point.
Why am I thinking of that movie, The Matrix, right now?
Because we're all
where you're in lying in a box with tubes in you. I know it's a long way to go.
We're closer to the Truman Show.
I don't know. It's odd. Why? 15-minute data. All right, back on the green side of things, some local stores in Reno are no longer going to be providing free plastic bags to shoppers. Sprouts Markets says it will, quote, eliminate single-use plastic bags at checkout by the end of this year. Shoppers at their Reno store say they were told it will come sooner than we think. As soon as they run out of the plastic bags that that store has, Walmart has already announced plans to eliminate plastic bags and has already done so at some eastern states. They say customers can bring their own reusable shopping bags or buy them for less than a dollar. California was the first in the West to ban free plastic bags years ago. Soon it will be here. Pay for shopping bags or bring your own. Do we have to do everything California does?
Well, we're close enough. But I will say this, John. I've said this for years. It's funny because, you know, I love those Walmart bags because they're great for little trash cans, like the bathroom trash cans, or just randomly picking up things or holding stuff.
Kitty litter.
Oh, yeah, kitty litter.
What would I do without them?
Well, I was just going to say, Walmart is insane for making me try to buy 100 doggy poop bags for $5 when they let me bag my own groceries for free and I can take as many of those free bags as I want.
You know, I got to, we're already through with break one here. I have a lot more news to go, but I'm just looking at the news this morning, the local news, and this entire newscast, this first full half hour is nothing but how out-of-staters from the vice president on down want to tell us how to live. That's the entire half hour because every news story relates to this.
Yeah.
We can't have those plastic bags and pretty soon we're not going to have our mines. They just shut down a mine in Eureka County and now they might block the mine at the Oregon border. A Burning Man stopped geothermal there from happening because the burners don't want Nevada geothermal digging in the holes. I could go on and
this burners is, have a say.
They already said it. Anyway, that's in our next break. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Let me just ask the listeners my question. Is everybody crazy? There. Now we can break. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can say since 2016, the world has been a little bit weird. Anyways. We're going to be right back here with the second half of News and Comment with John Potter and Jay Biggs on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 9:19.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
It is the weekend, live and local, right here each and every Saturday morning, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3, 9 to noon. You can go and check out our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. Just click the drop-down, click podcast, and hours 1, 2, and 3 are separated each day. So if you don't get a chance to listen to us live and local, you can listen to us throughout your week.
Last weekend was rough. There was no, we're so spoiled with big sports events. The Masters.
Was that last week?
Last weekend. Yeah, I tried. Did you know golf is the adult version of the Easter egg hunt?
I guess watch it sometimes.
Yeah, it's obvious there.
Okay. Hey, now, speaking of sports, I did want to say best of luck to Craig, actually, who's out in St. Louis, Missouri this weekend. He's not with us, our producer, and he's representing the Reno Ice Sled Hockey Club at the Toyota Disabled Hockey Fest that's going on out there. So best of luck to Craig, and
Beautiful man, that man.
Oh yeah, no, he. You know what? That's a heck of a journey all the way out to Missouri to play hockey. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully he has safe travels.
9:24 our time. More local news. A U.S. district judge this week blocked a metals mine in Eureka County from operating, and his ruling could also stop Nevada's proposed Thacker Pass mine at the Oregon border. Here we go again. Thacker Pass is projected to be the biggest lithium mine in the U.S. Can you imagine the taxes collected on that for Nevada?
Yeah.
But now environmentalists are appealing a Reno judge's ruling that favored the mine all the way to the San Francisco-based 9th District Court, which is expected to hear oral arguments on Thacker Pass in June. There you go. Judges in other states ruling on our mining heritage, which is taking some more Nevada out of Nevada. I used to say, keep Nevada, Nevada. At the end of my newscast at Channel 2, another reason why you don't see me there anymore. I don't think the boss was a big fan of that. Okay, along those green lines here, a Burning Man has stopped a geothermal project from happening in Nevada's Black Rock Desert near their festival grounds. After protests from burners, the Washoe County Commission caved and rescinded Ormat Technologies' permit to drill exploratory test wells for geothermal. The California-based Burning Man organization filed suit in U.S. District Court to block the Nevada project. Why is California trying to dictate so much of how we run our state?
Well, I don't know. Is it California? Or, I mean, like a lot of those people from Burning Man, I mean, they're
Burning Man based in California.
Oh, it's based out of San Francisco.
But
I'm
also
sorry, the offices,
the,
you're right.
Also the U.S. District Court. 9th District, San Francisco. So,
well, okay. So I'm just saying that a lot of the burners, did they do like a city poll or something while it was up and going? Like
I know
how do we
that
know
they,
who was upset?
Oh, I know that they were the vocal minority of Burning Man was up in arms and, you know, they put out leaflets and
what's the deal with geothermal though?
Because it's clean energy.
I look outside of my house down in South Reno there. At the 341 and Mount Rose Highway there, and there's a geothermal plant right there. So what does it matter if it's out near where a bunch of people go out and get messed up on ecstasy for a week?
What matters is that we're getting out-of-staters. Like I said, this entire newscast is all mainly California here. Let me see here. Okay, the Burning Man, the
if you're from
Thacker
if you're from
Pass,
Nevada and you want to tell us what to do, go ahead and give us a call, 775-8499.
No more free plastic bags to shoppers have originated California. What else do we have? Oh, the vice president, she's from California.
Oh,
coming here to speak about abortion rights in a state where there are abortion rights.
Jill Brown's from California,
I don't know
too.
What to say. All right, folks, now it's time for the melting. Our huge Sierra snowpack is going to be breaking down over the next several weeks, leaving the valleys awash in snow melt. The National Weather Service has posted a flood watch for Washoe County for this afternoon through Monday morning. The high in Reno is reaching the high 60s today. The Weather Service says that will, quote, bring renewed snow melt and stream flow rises, especially for snow cover terrain below about 7,000 feet. Creeks impacted this past week are likely to be problematic again and potentially reach higher levels, especially by late Sunday. That's from the National Weather Service. Now, this flood warning also impacts the greater Lake Tahoe area and eastern Plumas County, as well as Washoe County. Yes, get used to it, folks. There's a lot more snow yet to melt. It'll be a cool week coming up, though. After today, we're not going to see the upper 60s till next Friday. Keep an eye, though, for today and tomorrow on Fallon, Lemon Valley's Swan Lake. What are other flood trouble spots?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a flood trouble spot necessarily. Steamboat Creek area sometimes can get...
Really? Okay.
Well, it just gets heavy through there. It's a pretty big gulch. But I was going to say Washoe Lake really has me impressed. When I drive down to Carson City or back, I'm sure Phil saw it this morning going down, but it's really, really full.
Yeah.
And we're not even to the peak of it yet. So.
I'm used to Steamboat Creek being bone dry. I haven't seen that flood.
Well, no,
have
I'm
you?
Saying no. I'm saying when it runs off, when
yeah,
we get just,
okay.
just a little bit of runoff, it becomes higher. I'm not saying necessarily.
Oh
we're
yeah,
get a lot
yeah.
of flooding.
Well, we're talking flooding, which happens in Fallon, of course, Lemon Valley, Swan Lake. Although they made adjustments there, we'll see if those work. The Truckee downtown, the forks of the Carson River and the East Walker River. And industrial sparks. Those are the trouble spots for flooding. Oh, hey, this should have been the first story here. It was a late night for state lawmakers. Yesterday was the last day for bills to pass committee at the Nevada legislature. Those that did not pass out of committee are officially dead now unless an exemption is made, and already dozens have been. So what did pass out of committee?
Yeah, good question.
All right, here we go. Medicaid for undocumented immigrants passed committee.
Surprise, surprise.
Gun control bills that raise the legal age to buy shotguns and semi-automatic rifles. And another one to ban all firearms near polling places passed committee.
Oh,
also, voting bills that ban paper ballots and expand voting in jails passed out of committee, along with a bill to ban so-called sunset sirens. In the bill, sirens would only be allowed for emergencies, testing every 6 months, and celebrating legal holidays. You can't use a siren to honor firefighters like Minden or other rural towns do if this is signed. Two more bills that passed out of committee, a new sewer surcharge to fund services for the homeless, and a bill that prohibits landlords from making inquiries or doing background checks to determine a tenant's conviction or criminal record.
What?
You might be in the clear, Jay.
Yeah, I get, well.
Most all of these bills were authored by Las Vegas Democrats. I don't see many bills authored by Northern Nevada Republicans who seem to be playing defense this session.
Yeah, there was a
lot. Not sure. I'm not an expert on this. Again, our phone number, 775-884-9910. I'm just going through the long list of bills here.
I mean, if we have some GOP people that want to come on this morning and from the legislature or something.
Yeah, we tried that.
Yeah, well, we had PK last week. That was good
PK
to have.
PK is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like him.
Yeah,
I really
PK
enjoy
is
him.
Awesome.
It
but,
would be nice
but
to
I'm
have
looking
those.
At the long list of bills that passed committee. There's a very long list. You can check it out. But it looks like 80% of them authored by Las Vegas Democrats.
That's insane.
They were in a bill writing frenzy there.
Well, so, yeah. That's
and we talk about other states dictating Nevada. I consider Clark County another state. That's just me.
That's so funny.
That's
but
so
it's
so different.
Well, Washoe County and Clark County are literally like the two problem childs, I guess, in Nevada when it comes to making laws.
Yeah.
When it comes to England. Anyways, all right, we're going to go ahead and break for Fox News. How about that?
Excellent.
And when we get
back, see what else California is dictating.
Yeah, we will. Believe me, in the news, they're going to talk about it. On top of that, we want you to call and talk to us this next half hour, 775-884-9910. I encourage you to call. Don't be shy. Don't worry. Phil's not going to bite your head off.
I called. I was caller one.
Yes, you were caller one. That's right. So we know the phones are working. But go ahead, and even if you don't want to talk to us, that's fine. Text on the line, 775-884-9910. I will get those text messages. All right, we're going to be right back here on The Weekend. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 9:32.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Today's motivation. It's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart, and we still love them.
That is true.
Our phone number is 775-884-9910. John Potter with Jay Biggs, and we got calls.
Absolutely. You know, one thing, though, we did get a call earlier. I want to just touch on this real quick. Someone called in to producer Phil earlier and said that they wanted a number for one of our previous guests that does house repairs or something like that. We just need more information. We can get all that to you, but please call back into Phil, 775-884-9910. But before then, somebody who has implored the use of that line is Joe, who is brand new to the area. And we would like to welcome you to The Weekend this morning here with John and Jay. Hello, Joe, and hello to you. How are you doing? Okay, I guess we don't have Joe on the line.
I actually, when I first came here, John was on Channel 2, and I really enjoyed listening to him in the morning. When he left, I left. That was the last time I've watched any network TV. I just don't watch it anymore. But anyway, I love it here. I just love Sparks. I love Reno. I love the people. I live on a court in Sparks that's just as friendly as you can get. I mean, it's so much more enjoyable than it was in California.
Where did you come from, Joe? What part of Cali?
I was living in Roseville. I lived in Roseville. See, I'm so old, I can't even remember where I used to live. But it was hard living in California because of where I came from.
Where were you from originally?
Earth.
From where?
Earth. I was from Earth.
Oh, well, yeah, Earth. Right. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So,
really, well, you were living with a bunch of illegal aliens.
So, yeah, thank you for joining us here. And what made you want to move, my friend?
What made me want to move out of California?
Yeah.
I was losing my sanity there. But anyway, I got a call this morning from my daughter, and there's a proposal in California right now. When I first heard it, I thought, well, this is going to be good for everybody. The major utility suppliers for electricity want to have a fee based on your income. And I thought, well, you got to pay a flat fee. And I thought, well, this has got to be pretty good for them. But then she said, the person who told her on the radio, that she listened to on the radio, explained how it was going to work. So now if you have solar on your home and you're paying nothing, you're going to be in one of those brackets where you're going to have to pay a flat fee because they're going to lose so much income. It sounds so good, you know. And I thought to myself, every time I hear something from the government that sounds good, just
yeah,
wait
yeah.
A little while.
Boy, you know, Joe, you couldn't be lying. That is the truth right there. That, I mean, when it comes to the government, if they say something's a good opportunity or good for you, chances are it's not. Especially,
you know,
coming from California.
There's only one thing I don't like about your show. When I called in, they told me I couldn't swear.
Oh,
you know,
well,
being a,
you know.
Being
it's
a
FCC regulated,
Chicago,
sir.
Being an Italian guy from Chicago, an Italian guy from Chicago with 27 arrests, but no convictions. I took that personally.
Well, you
but
can't
anyway.
Swear, but we can say that Joe Biden's a botchagaloop. Anyway.
All right, Joe. Thank you
all
for
right.
restraining yourself,
thank
my friend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, man, that was fun.
He's right about how they make it sound so good. Have you noticed that lately the federal government, I think since Biden was elected, they started giving these grandiose names to these bills. Well, I Build Back Better, prime example right there.
Right.
These names that they give these bills, it's like when you first hear the name, you think, who could possibly be against a bill that would bring
right.
back people to work and provide? And then you read the bill. It's another story.
It's complicated. There's many pages to these things, you know? And it's like PK said, that you can have one bill that regulates one thing, but they've got another bill that's pretty much the same bill that says the same stuff, and it's passing, and you don't even know because it's just on the side. Yeah, I get it. But, okay, so
we do TV news will just give the name of the bill, and that's like the headline. They don't dig deep into the bill,
because
the pluses and minuses, so people go by this wonderful, flowery title to the bill. And, oh, it's we're going to build back better. Why not? Why are Republicans against Building Back Better? I don't know.
Well, we've both been in mainstream media before, John. You know, I spent time on Channel 8, spent time on Channel 2. We know how agendas are pushed. But anyways, I do want to, okay, so there's a couple things
yeah.
we need to touch on. We have got a couple texts. So one, we did get a text from somebody saying another California thing that's coming here is the lane splitting on motorcycles. Is that legal here? No, it's not legal here currently. But they do it, and we have to remind folks, especially in the summertime and around street vibrations, really, to watch out because, you know, if you come here from another state, you don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like when I go to California and I take a right-hand turn mm-hmm. on a red light. It's illegal. But I do it and in hopes that if I do get caught, that the CHP or whoever is going to be like, oh, the guy's from Nevada. You know,
we've said California way too much today. Like I have a limit, you know.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about, okay, we have one more text here.
Yeah.
Our good friend of the show, Bruce in Virginia City, has said, John and Jay, check out Reno News and Reviews for an article on Ormat's plant by Gerlach. The residents there are very concerned about the noise, light pollution, depletion of groundwater. Is this the thing that you're talking about with the Burning Man? The Burning Man folks put the stop on?
The story I have just came out, I think, on Thursday, and there it is. They stopped. The Washoe County Commission voted, and because there were burners against... against the geothermal project from happening from our own Ormat Technologies, that the commission decided to back down and cave. The commission caved to what these vocal burners had to say, and they rescinded the permit to drill test wells for a geothermal clean energy project that would benefit Nevada, especially tax-wise and energy cost-wise, I would imagine.
Yeah, the geothermal thing, I get it. Okay, so he's saying that it's the noise.
There was no plant that I heard of.
Light pollution, depletion of groundwater.
Well, I mean, that could probably happen with test wells, but not to any great degree. You know what? I just came, and we talked about this last weekend. I just came from driving all over the state, spending 3 days in Vegas.
Yeah.
Had to see Barry Manilow. I had to do it. So anyway, we drove everywhere all through Nevada, and it hits you. Me, who I've spent most of my life in Nevada, but it still hits me how massive this state is.
With it's huge.
Hundreds of miles without seeing a soul. And we can't set aside some land that is unoccupied for something good like geothermal energy.
Exactly.
I mean, we need energy, and we need the cost to come down on energy.
Well, I've always...
I should be running for something.
Well, you know what we should be running for? I think was it wind energy through Washoe Valley would be a good idea.
You know what? I'm not crazy about wind. I don't see that after all this time, it only provides, 2% of our energy needs in the state. I don't think it's clunky. You know, the rotors, they wear out. It's mechanical.
They kill birds.
It doesn't look that good. Yeah, it kills
birds. Well, have you ever been to, northern Oregon, northeast Oregon, and drive through there?
No.
It's like miles and miles and miles of these huge windmills. I mean, just miles of them. And you can't see the end of them. It's just everywhere.
Phone number 775-884-9910. John Potter with Jay Biggs. We have. Let's take another call.
Yeah, we do have. Looks like
I talk too much.
No. It's okay. We got Cindy on the line. Good morning, Cindy. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I love your show. Hey, I'm calling regarding a carpet installer out of Reno that you interviewed a few weeks ago, and he sounded so great, but I didn't get the name of his company. So I was hoping you guys could give me that.
This guy was not actually on the show as a guest. He was a call-in. And I really wish I wish I remembered his name. I do know who you're talking about because he called in twice. And that's the gentleman who repaired my carpet.
He's got to be listening.
Ago. Yeah, he's got to be. So if you're out there, and this is the guy who was saying that nobody's going to take over the business.
He'll call us. We're going to play matchmaker and match you with him.
Yeah, Cindy, I'll tell you what. What I want you to do is leave your phone number, your personal phone number with Phil, the producer, when we get off here. And I'll make sure that I will send you a text or call or something by the end of the show as soon as he calls us. And we'll let you know exactly that information because that's what we like to do here is help people out.
So, thank you, dear.
And I love the local aspect of your show. It's great. So anyway, thank you so much.
You're awesome, Cindy. Thank you. Call in anytime.
Gosh, we are so local. We might take calls from people wanting to sell their used humidifier or answering machine.
Oh my gosh, this could be hold on a minute.
Starting off in radio, that's what I did, swap shop. We took calls
John,
from people selling things.
It's not that far-fetched. I started in the Ozarks
don't
of Missouri.
No,
I did. I started in the Ozarks of Missouri doing my radio career, and we had the community calendar. And man, I mean, you'd have all the good old boys call in. I mean, you know, and they'd want to call. You'd have a caller and say something like, so what do you think about the Johnson boy playing for their football this year or something, you know, and it's like, I don't know him, you know, it was really local. It was really local, like a town of 5,000 people type thing. So I've done the small town radio thing, and you know what?
That's
fun.
How
I like talking to people.
I do too. That's how I started my career, 1972.
Where did you start?
WAKE in Indiana, because I went to college. I went to college in Indiana. And the little town, Valparaiso, the commercial radio station, had the hottest show there was Swap Shop. It was so popular in the morning, I think it ran at like 10 o'clock in the morning, that they expanded Swap Shop to have an afternoon version. Well, I was the afternoon DJ. And so the morning guy did Swap Shop for a half hour. You take calls. It's like on-air classifieds. Okay, what's your number? Okay. And take the next call, and somebody else has something to sell. And so I started doing the afternoon Swap Shop. Well, we had the town was so small, there was no ratings service to tell you.
It's like Facebook Marketplace.
What radio station was number one or anything like that. So we based our ratings on how many Swap Shop calls came in on the morning show as opposed to the afternoon show. And I wanted the big ratings, so I was rushing people off the phone all the time. You got a humidifier. Okay, very good. What's your number? Okay, thank you so much for calling. Bam, go to the next call. And we had, they kept a graph of how many calls called in to the afternoon Swap Shop versus the morning Swap Shop. And the morning guy started doing the same thing. And we ended up being the rudest.
Right.
The rudest disc jockeys to call on Swap Shop. We would rush you would, the phone.
Well, I mean, you know, would you burn people on some of the stuff they were trying to sell?
To show advertisers how many people called in to our show.
It's like the heart attack grill or something where people are mean to you, you know, like when you go and get
served. Hated that. I really did. I'm ashamed of it. Anyway, ashamed of so many things. Okay. That's part of being old, folks.
Well, why don't we take a break? 775-884-9910.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right. We're going to be right back here. It's Live and Local, The Weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs, 99.1 FM Talk. And Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3, your FM News Talk time, 950.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I'm John Potter. How old am I? I owned a beeper and replied by payphone. And put aluminum foil on my TV antenna, you punks! Let's go to the phone. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. John Potter with Jay Biggs. Who's on the phone, Jay?
I believe we got a Tim. Is that on the phone with us this morning here? Hello. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. Hello, sir, and welcome to The Weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs. What's on your mind?
So I'm the carpet guy.
Oh, you are? Okay, yes. Awesome. Guy. Okay, so we knew you were going to be listening. So
the funny thing is I just turned on my computer and decided to turn your guys on when that lady called. So that was lucky.
Great. Awesome, man. Well, hold on. And do we?
Yeah. Phil's going to have all the information for you. So let's go ahead and we're going to put you on hold. And Tim, we would love to have you maybe on the show to talk more about this repair sometime, man. So get in touch and leave your number with Phil for us. Okay.
Do you have anything to say about the news, my friend?
The news is too much. Oh, it's happy tax day. Did you pay your taxes?
Tax day, yeah. Okay.
Oh, it is tax day.
I knew we shouldn't have taken this call.
Irwin R. Scheister wanted to remind us about that. Anyway.
All right. Hold on there, my friend.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I got to go to the post office after this show.
And you got
to
mail your taxes in?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
Well, Phil, go ahead and take Tim's information there off here.
I'd rather talk about carpet than the taxes.
Right. Well, you know, I still, just so you know,
yeah,
I still haven't gotten my 2021 taxes done. And the reason for this is my ex-wife, when we divorced, my son, you know, turned 18, he started a job. Well, 17, mm-hmm. started a job. When you do your taxes, you can either click a box to let someone else claim you, or you claim yourself. Well, she didn't have him up in Oregon click the have someone else claim you, and so I went to claim him. The IRS sent me this discrepancy letter, and now the lovely lady Sue, who we see outside all the time, that's above us here at Debt and Taxes, yeah. She told me, okay, so we're going to have to turn this in. It's going to be 20 weeks to get that resolved. We did that. 20 weeks later, got a resolution, but then we had to resend something, so it's 40 weeks total just for that first one. Still haven't been able to do my 2022 or my 2023 taxes since then.
That's like TurboTax. It does everything but the one thing that you need. I'm just waiting for that day.
I will say this, though, and this is serious, man. I mean, this is how us in radio get through the year. We need our tax money when we get back.
Actually, I haven't had a tax refund in ages, so no, it's not.
Well, radio people with children.
Okay. Our first guest after the news coming up in minutes, Mark Twain Days happening in Carson City very soon. That's a great thing about this radio show. We want you to know about stuff before it happens. Too often it's like, oh, you didn't tell me, I missed it. No, we're going to talk Mark Twain Days up next. After that, digital currency concerns and cybersecurity with Elizabeth Lenz. And Illumined Arms is coming on the show.
That's going to be fun.
Is this a new gun shop? Or
No. We've had them on the show before.
Oh them. That's right.
Yes, of course.
And Marika Moore from Realty One, because home prices actually went up.
Yeah.
On last check in Washoe County.
Some wild things are happening right here, for sure, in Northern Nevada. And we're going to be talking about them this morning on air. Another wild thing that happened for our folks listening down on 92.3, my buddy Omar posted Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know you don't care or know who he is, probably, but he was in Urington yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's a pretty big thing for Urington, honestly. And apparently we might be seeing more of him down in that area. But, he does live in Douglas County.
We had Jeremy Renner in Reno Thursday.
That's right. That's right. The renovations thing that they're doing or whatever. But some folks might hear me in the afternoon. My first traffic break ends at 3:16. Mm-hmm. I always say FM News Talk time is Austin 3:16. I wish I had some glass to shatter when I had that. But anyways, hopefully Steve listens to us. I think he's conservative. I'm sure he
is. All right. 775-884-9910, our number. We'll be back.
All right. It's the weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs.